This is Outdoor Issues with Neil Roberts and North Dakota Game and Fish Outreach Biologist Greg Gullickson.
Greg, for a lot of people, the most coveted tag would be for the big three. We're talking moose, elk, and bighorn sheep. Now, there are several reasons why these tags are so coveted, right?
Absolutely. These are once-in-a-lifetime tags, and in the middle of April, I got my email again, and I think I'm 0 for 35 now on not drawing any one of these most coveted tags. But to my fellow hunters out there that drew one of the big three, that would be the moose, elk, and bighorn, congratulations. And now the work starts, making sure that you have all the equipment ready. Just a lot of different things that go into this coveted tag. And to those of you that were lucky enough to draw one of those big three tags, congratulations. Good luck. Make sure and do your homework.
All right, good stuff, Greg. And hey, more on the big three when we come back.
Some festive days for the family are coming soon. Spend your Cinco de Mayo and Mother's Day outings at Mi Mexico Restaurant in Minot. We'll have specials for both dates. Come experience our full bar, plenty of seating for large groups, the new rooftop seating accommodations coming this summer, not to mention our daily lunch specials, Monday through Sunday. It's the best authentic Mexican food in the region since opening in 2008. Check out our Facebook page for all of our specials and events. That's Mi Mexico in Minot, right next to Walmart.
Nathan and Emily Spickler present the Spickler Ranch South Production Sale, Monday, May 6th at 1 p.m. at the ranch, halfway between Carrington and Glenfield on Highway 200. Selling 150 yearling Angus bulls, 40 commercial heifers, and 30 select registered heifers, all fully guaranteed. The sale will be broadcast, and you can bid live on the internet at dbauction.com. They offer a 1,000-mile free delivery on bulls. It's the Spickler Ranch South Production Sale, Monday, May 6th at 1 p.m. at the Spickler South Ranch, 14 and a half miles east of Carrington on Highway 200. Visit Spickler RanchSouth.com for more information.
Talking moose, elk, and bighorn sheep today on Outdoor Issues. And Greg, I guess on the plus side, if one does draw a tag, the odds of filling are pretty high, right?
Absolutely. So going back to last year, the harvest statistics that we just released show overall hunter success during the 2023 season for bighorn sheep was 100%. So all those folks that drew that were good. 89% success rate for moose and 71% success rate for elk. So if you do happen to draw one of these tags, a lot of people put their homework in, especially when it comes to the bighorn sheep tag, which is probably the most coveted. Yes, your odds are going to be pretty good of actually filling that tag. And there's nothing better than a good moose roast. I've been privileged to help some hunters that have fulfilled those tags and to be able to share some of their bounty with me as well. So good luck.
That will do it for this report. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Outdoor Issues, brought to you in part by the Spickler Ranch South Production Sale, by Mi Mexico in Minot, and by Bones Barbecue and Smokehouse in Minot.